Wednesdays are Jess Marchbank's busy day at All Options Pregnancy Center in Bloomington. The walls are jam-packed with diapers, wet wipes, hygiene products.
And then I'm going to double-check that I gave a last bag wipes.
But packing diaper bags is only part of her role as state programs manager. Marchbank calls the center a reproductive justice center for the area, helping women with all options of the pregnancy process.
I might be handing diapers and wipes out the back door and then answering emails and texts from people who are seeking abortion funding. And I'm currently fielding 60 to 75 a week for people to receive abortion care.
Her center doesn't provide abortions, just connects people with resources. And she's spending a lot of time on the phone since a U.S. Supreme Court draft leaked a few weeks back.
We have seen a spike in anxiety.
She knows Indiana's Republican legislators have promised to restrict abortion if federal protections are lifted, and that concerns her. But she says, really, it'd just be one more hurdle for Hoosiers currently seeking an abortion.
If Roe is overturned, the same people are going to be struggling the same way that they are now, maybe a little bit harder.
Planned Parenthood characterizes Indiana as a state hostile to abortion. The state allows abortions through 22 weeks, but regulations ensure they almost all happen in the first 13. There are 7 approved abortion centers, most of which are in the northern half of the state. And state law requires 2 separate visits for an abortion.
And then on top of those barriers, they're looking at $500 to $900.
With reproductive rights under threat, Jessica Louise and other advocates have been taking to the State House to show support and encourage legislators not to strengthen restrictions.
People who are able to carry a pregnancy should be able to terminate that pregnancy for any reason or no reason at all, simply because they do not want to be pregnant.
Even before the Supreme Court draft leaked earlier this month, 110 Republican lawmakers signed a letter asking the governor to call a special session if the court were ever to overturn Roe. Both Speaker of the House Todd Houston and Senate President Rod Bray signed the letter and declined an interview request to discuss what those restrictions could look like. But they agreed with Republican Governor Eric Holcomb, who says he'll wait for the actual opinion.
Right now, all options are on the table, and I'll wait until I see the final decision, not a leaked draft.
Hoosiers will likely head to Illinois. And abortion providers over there are aware, according to Bridget Leahy with Planned Parenthood of Illinois.
We've been seeing this for a few years. It has been increasing in recent months, and we definitely expect it to rapidly increase once the Supreme Court overturns Roe.
They're expecting anywhere from 2 to 5 times the number of patients they're currently seeing. So they opened 2 of their newest abortion clinics on the Wisconsin and Indiana borders.
Those were decisions made not just on meeting a need here in Illinois, but anticipating a future where people from other states are going to need us more and more.
There were roughly 7,300 abortions in Indiana in 2020. Marchbank says those women will leave the state if they have the resources, or they'll resort to unsafe methods that put the mother at risk.
The most marginalized populations who are already struggling to access care, people who don't have $500 of disposable funds, people who don't have transportation or time off work, those are the people who are most affected now and are going to continue to be.
Back in Bloomington, Marchbank says her job won't change much. She'll just shift more resources to connecting women with abortion funds that would help them travel out of the state and pay for their procedures. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Mitch Legan.